Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today I'm conducting a short public opinion survey about the people in your community and the issues happening there. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
My mom works for the radio.
Okay, alright. So that would be radio. Alright. Thank you. So, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th?
I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
All right. So, would you say you're going to definitely vote then?
Wait. Was that the question? What was the question?
Well, the question is if you're going to vote, just like in general. So,
if I'm
going to
vote in general? Yeah,
so
I'm going to vote.
Definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. So, with which political party are you registered?
Political party?
Mm-hmm. Like, would you say you're registered to vote Republican, Democrat, or independent, or some other political party?
Oh, I'm a Democrat.
Democrat? All right. So, what is your main racial background?
I'm black.
Black. All right. Thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
My age?
Mm-hmm.
25.
All right. Thank you. So, generally
speaking, I'm about to turn 26. I don't know which one.
Oh, well, it's still fine. It still fits under the age bracket that 25 is under.
Right.
No worries. So, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Oh, in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Miami, I think things are going on the right track in Miami. We gotta go to Miami.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes corruption and city government, flooding, like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, property insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing.
That one. Growth and underdevelopment.
Growth and overdevelopment?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So, now I'm going to give you like a short list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. So the first person is Joe Carrillo.
I have a fair opinion about them.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I have a fair opinion.
All right. So would you say it's, like, favorable or, like, unfavorable?
The first one you said.
Favorable? All right. So would that be very favorable then or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
All right. What about Manilo Reyes?
I don't know that, Shawty.
Don't know him? All right. What about Damian Pardo?
He's a pretty cool guy.
All right. So would you say, like, somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very. Very.
Very? All right. Thank you. What about Daniela Levine Coppa?
Delina Coppa?
Oh, no. Daniela Levine Coppa.
Oh, I have no idea who that is. I'm not going to lie.
All right, no worries. What about Francis Suarez? Hmm?
Oh, he's very, very. Like, very,
very favorable.
Yeah.
Very favorable?
Yeah.
All right. What about Christine King?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable, all right. Would that be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat
unfavorable. All right, thank you. So,
What's your name again? I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Percy. No worries.
Percy?
Mm-hmm.
Is Percy a boy or a girl name?
It is a guy name. Well, I mean, actually, I played both, but I guess it's truly more of a guy name. Like, have you seen the Percy Jackson series?
Oh, wait. You just brought back so many memories.
All right.
Which one's your favorite? Which one's your favorite beyond?
Are you talking about books or characters?
The characters.
Okay, characters. I want to say Annabeth Chase. Love her.
Oh, Anna, she's pretty cute too, ain't she? You know her.
All right. So
you get a lot. You know it. You know it.
So about Eileen Higgins, would you say you have a favorable opinion about her or unfavorable opinion?
Unfair opinion.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said unfair.
Oh, very unfavorable?
Yeah.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Say what?
Donald Trump.
Oh, I love that guy. That's my dog. Just kidding. I'm a Democrat. I hate him.
Very unfavorable then?
Yeah, I don't.
All right. What about Miguel Gabella?
My cousin was the one that shot him.
Cool.
Say what? I'm sorry.
All right. What about Miguel Gabella?
Miguel Yalela?
No, Miguel Gabella.
I don't like people named Miguel.
All right. So would you say
my cousin subs for my school and she has a crush on him.
All right. So would you say you have no opinion about him then? Or like
no opinion. No opinion. I don't even want to speak of his name.
All right. So selection for president were held today between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. For who would you vote for?
Even though I'm a Democrat, Donald Trump's skin really takes a peach touch to me. So I would probably say Donald Trump.
All right. So you would probably support him then?
No, most likely I probably would. Yeah.
All right. Oh, so like probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right.
So yeah, I haven't heard of the other person. I'm not even gonna lie.
All right, no worries. So when voters go to polls and like for candidates for office, there's sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot. Right on. Oh, bless you. Was that a sneeze?
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, I farted. My bad.
All right. So now I'm gonna ask you a few questions about kind of like the ballot referendums that may appear on your ballot this November. And afterwards, if you could please tell me if you would vote yes in favor.
Oh! My dog just got hit by a car! Oh, I'm about to call you back. Hold up.